This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Two Iraqi politicians say a top Iranian general visited Baghdad after the assassination attempt against Iraq's prime minister. He said Tehran and its allies had nothing to do with the drone attack that lightly injured the Iraqi leader. An Iraqi general, meanwhile, says the investigation into the drone attack is ongoing, but that indications point to Iran-backed factions. The official said the drones used in the attack took off from areas east of the capital where Iran-backed militias have influence. Iran enjoys wide influence in Iraq through powerful militias it has been backing for years. Iran and Iraq both have majority Shiite populations. In the meantime, Iran on Monday demanded U.S. guarantees it will never again pull out of the 2015 nuclear accord and warned Tehran will not accept any partial return to the deal. Washington must guarantee that no other American government can flout the world or international law and that what was done will never again be repeated. That according to the foreign ministry spokesman Saeed Khalibzadeh, who told a news conference referring to the 2018 pullout. Talks to restore the nuclear deal between Iran and the world powers are due to resume in Vienna on November the 29th after a suspension since June. The U.S. unilaterally pulled out of the deal under President Donald Trump and reimposed harsh sanctions on Iran, including a unilateral ban on its oil imports. It's going against the advice of its top military advisors. Meanwhile, two different surveys of COVID-19 pandemic offer grim, sobering analyses. One says the widely accepted COVID-19 global health toll of 5 million is likely underestimated. The other offers up a harsh statistical analysis, including the fact that 50 million people are being infected with the virus every 90 days. This is VOA News. Activists said on Monday that promises on financing needed to tackle the impact of climate change are not being kept, delivering their message at an event held on the sidelines of COP26 in Glasgow. At an event named Show Us the Money, activist Vanessa Nakate called on the world leaders to fulfill their promise to donate $10 billion in climate financing. Former President Barack Obama took part in the UN climate conference on Monday and expressed confidence that the Biden administration will ultimately get its $555 billion climate package through Congress. The Glasgow summit is the former American president's first since he helped deliver the triumph of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord, when nations committed to cutting fossil fuel and agricultural emissions fast enough to keep the Earth's warming below catastrophic levels. Security researchers say spyware from the notorious Israeli hacker-for-hire company, NSO Group, was detected on cell phones of six Palestinian human rights activists. Half are affiliated with groups that Israel's defense minister controversially claimed last month were involved in terrorism. Monday's revelation marks the first known instance of Palestinian activists being targeted by the military-grade Pegasus spyware. Its use against journalists, rights activists and political dissidents from Mexico to Saudi Arabia has been documented since 2015. Russian President Vladimir Putin discussed regional conflicts and a crisis in ties with the head of the U.S. CIA, who paid a rare trip to Moscow last week, according to the Kremlin. The U.S. embassy has said that the CIA chief, William Burns, was in Russia for 2 days of meetings with top officials at the request of President Joe Biden. Now, CNN reported last week that Burns had been sent to Moscow to warn the Kremlin about the alleged buildup of troops near Ukraine's border. It said that after his meetings in Russia, Burns spoke to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky by phone. Biden has increased pressure on Putin since becoming U.S. president in January. In May, Russia formally designated the United States as an unfriendly state. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, this is Joe Palca, VOA News.